Florida Attorney General Bill McCollum announced today that his office has filed a lawsuit against Countrywide Financial, one of the nation's largest mortgage companies, for allegedly engaging in deceptive and unfair trade policies.
We believe that Countrywide took steps that they shouldn't have done carelessly or intentionally, and perhaps both, to allow for people to come into the mortgage system and to own property that they would not reasonably have been expected to be able to make the payments on. They made misrepresentations, we believe. Countrywide made misrepresentations in this process, both in some of the filings they made as well as to the public generally. And this is a violation of the unfair and deceptive trade practices law.
Countrywide Chief Executive Angelo Mazzillo was also named in the lawsuit. Florida becomes the third state to sue Countrywide, following similar lawsuits made by attorneys general in California and Illinois last week. Attorney General McCollum issued a subpoena in January to Countrywide seeking information about loan underwriting and customer service. In the lawsuit, the state alleges that the company lowered its underwriting standards. McCollum says he has no idea how many Floridians were affected by Countrywide, but in a statement, his office reported that it was over 150 people.
And as we go through the process of the litigation, I'm sure we will discover more. People generally come forward. Sometimes we discover this in the process of discovery as we go through any litigation of this nature. But I feel it's substantial. And if you look at the representations, Countrywide had a large portfolio. And so while we might not have everybody complaining, the reality is that everybody that they touched and made statements to that were not accurate or were misleading are affected by this or were affected by it. And that could be a lot of people.
McCollum said he had no breakdown on the percentage of minorities who have been affected in Florida by Countrywide. It would only say that it was obviously lower income people who have suffered. Bank of America recently spent $3 billion to take over Countrywide. McCollum said he expected to speak to B of A attorneys on the lawsuit in the ensuing weeks. Countrywide has acknowledged losses of over $2.5 billion amid rising defaults and foreclosures. The lawsuit does not specify a dollar amount for relief. Florida law allows up to a $10,000 fine for every violation of the Unfair Deceptive Trade Practices Act. The lawsuit also claims Countrywide hid any potential negative effects of so-called teaser loans, including rising rates, prepayment penalties, and negative amortization, which borrowers would face if they were making minimum payments or trying to refinance.
Plus, there were areas of misrepresentation in terms of their viewpoint with respect to the people who could qualify for this. They knew very well that these people couldn't qualify, many of them, or wouldn't normally. They reduced and relaxed their regulations.